WZBC in Newton. After all these years, what could you say? Well, the words will come. It's a free country. Deep in the recesses of the American mind, there is a little sector for the high road. High ideals, for some reason, coming out of here. Generally twisted. Something out of OJ, for example. But people are hard at work. Hardest working folks in the world. For a reason. Got to keep up with the Joneses. Catch up with Mr. Mom. You gotta keep running. Look, you can tell the person whatever you want, but it won't make them drink. But you can tell them anyway. Because this is a free country. There is a little sector of protection for the free voice. Besides, it really is very free. Just a little twisted. I mean, what's more honest than a commercial? What has more of a direct, singular purpose? With a lot of hard work behind it. Now, if we can just get to the programming art and relax, get over this masculine simplex we've got going over here in America, a country that swings them low, as it were. But when you run, they tend to bounce around. Could go back up in the sack a little bit. Gotta slow it down around here. We'll get there. As the Godfather once said, we'll get there.
Resignation to the way things are, you know.
Yeah.
Texas Stadium, I was in a football game at one of the boxes, and I was with friends, and one of my best friends has a box, two boxes away. And all of a sudden, I said, is Mrs. So-and-so here? And everyone said, well, I haven't seen her, you know. And then somebody said, yes, I saw her. And I said, well, I wondered why she hasn't seen me or said something. And they said, well, she knows you're here, but she's something. And I could sense something. All of a sudden, I come out one point at halftime, and I see her go across the hall on a sable. And just a wisp of it went into the ladies' powder room. So I stalked up and down in front of the ladies' powder room, and I just went leaving. Out, she never came. I mean, the game began again, and she still wouldn't come out. A friend of hers came out and went back in. They were trying to see fire. I thought, well, I won't embarrass anymore. I finally disappeared. Then I disappeared, but I waited very carefully for a few seconds. Then I poked my head back out, and there she went running back into her box with a sable on. In other words, she bought something somewhere, and we're all vulnerable to that. And I can't tell you how many people go around the world, your best customers, your best friends, your best buddies, and find and buy things other than from you.
Jumped in the warm, mad night, hearing a wild tenor man's bawling horn across the way going, ee-yah, ee-yah, and hands clapping to feet, and folks yelling, go, go, go. And far from escorting the girls into the place, Dean Moriarty was already racing across the street with his huge bandaged thumb in the air yelling, blow, man, blow. And a bunch of colored men in Saturday night suits were whooping it up in front. It was a sawdust saloon, all wood, with a small bandstand near the john on which the fellas huddled with their hats on, blowing over people's heads. A crazy place not far from Marcus Street, in the dingy skid row rear of it. Howard Street, Folsom Street actually, near Harrison and the big bridge causeway. Crazy, floppy women wandered around sometimes in their bathrobes, bottles clanked in alleys, and back of the joint in the dark corridor, beyond the splattered toilets, scores of men and women stood against the wall drinking wine spodiote and spitting at the stars. Wine spodiote being wine, whiskey, and beer. The behatted tenor man was blowing at the peak of a wonderfully satisfactory free idea. A rising and falling riff that went from Ia to a crazier Ilia and blasted along to the rolling crash of butt-scarred drums hammered by a big, brutal-looking, curl-sconced guy with a bull neck who didn't give a damn about anything but punishing his tubs. Crash, rattlety boom, crash. Uproars of music. And the tenor man had it. And everybody knew he had it. And Dean was clutching his head in the crowd, and it was a mad crowd. They were all urging that tenor man to hold it and keep it with cries and wild eyes. He was raising himself from a crouch and going down again with his horn, looping it up in a clear cry above the furor. A six-foot skinny woman was rolling her bones at the man's horn bell, and he just jabbed it at her, playing ee, ee, ee. He had a foghorn tone. His horn was taped. He was a shipyard worker, and he didn't care. Everybody was rocking and roaring. Our girls, Galatea and Alice, with beers in their hands, were standing on the chairs, shaking and jumping. Groups of colored studs stumbled in from the street, falling over one another to get there. Stay with it, man, roared a man with a foghorn voice and let out a big groan that must have been heard clear to Sacramento. Aha! Wow, said Dean. He was rubbing his chest, his belly, his T-shirt was out. The sweat splashed from his face. Boom, kick. That drummer was kicking his drums down the cellar and rolling the beat upstairs with his murderous sticks. Rattledy boom. Big fat man was jumping on the platform, making it sag and creak. Woo! The pianist was only pounding the keys with spread-eagled fingers, chords only. At intervals when the great tenor man was drawing breath for another blast of phrase, Chinese chords, they shuddered the piano and every timber, chink, and wire. Boing! And the tenor man jumped down from the platform and just stood buried in the crowd, blowing around. His hat was over his eyes. Somebody pushed it back for him. He just hauled back and stamped his foot and blew down a hoarse, bawling blast and drew breath. Then raised the horn high and blew high, wide, and screaming in the air. And Dean was directly in front of him with his face glued to the bell of the horn, clapping his hands, pouring sweat on the man's keys. And the man noticed and laughed in his horn, a long, quivering, crazy mule's hee-haw, and everybody else laughed, and they rocked. And finally, the tenor man decided to blow his top and touched down and squatted on the floor in an area.
It does look like a place where they've understood themselves so much. Minds don't express outwardly as strong as they feel inwardly. They tend to underplay their actual experience. Encourage a nine to express in a clear, clean, and strong way. To a nine, it can feel like they're hurting you if they're really intense, or they invite possible conflict. They're very conflict avoidant. Assure the nine that you can handle it and that you might even like it and feel more personally attended to if there is this real engagement. A couple of extra thoughts here about the types and relating. Remember, the wings can make this relating experience quite different. A four with a three wing, for instance, is going to be much more outward than a four with a five wing that would be much more inward. The four with a three wing is going to be more protective by being more out there like the three. The nine with the eight wing is going to be more assertive than a nine with a one wing. The nine with a one wing will be a little more judgmental. The nine with the eight wing will be generally a little bit more direct. If someone's in their stress point in a strong way, for instance, if eight is in a five stress point, they're going to be much more withdrawn and not at all like the eight that you're used to. If someone's in their secure point, if a one is strongly in their secure point of seven, they're going to be lighter and more fun. They often are like that on vacations. So just keep these things in mind, that these the energies of the type can change based on the wing, stress, and secure point.
Out of the valley. When people, the serious business people would come in from outside, they'd dress up like serious business people. They really weren't of the valley in the same way that the engineers, the technical people were. And Clark, you know, Clark was he was one of a type, and the type is the starter of new things, and that's what the Valley is really good at, starting new things. You know, it's really good at foisting change on the rest of us.
To the attack plans. Every day, the skies are full of German radio signals. The German High Command has trained thousands of wireless operators in preparation for the conquest of Europe. Their job is to be able to interpret Morse code in any conditions. But there is still the problem of how to keep the messages secret. So the German military has adopted a seemingly invincible code-making machine. The Enigma turns a message into unintelligible gibberish, letter by letter. When the message is sent in Morse code, all an enemy would see is a meaningless string of letters.
Play a state of mind or a place?
Oh, it's first and foremost the place. That There are lots of little miniature sort of Silicon Valleys around the country, but there's nothing like this. I mean, this is an extraordinary place.
And it includes what? It includes San Jose.
The funny thing is, it's sort of slightly...
Stanford, it includes...
Slightly excludes San Francisco. The strange thing that's going on is that you think of it as being sort of south of San Francisco, but really it is just a little north of San Jose.
Yeah.
And that San Francisco has got a little too much of the old world about it. You know, all those old buildings and, you know, there's a little too much reverence for tradition or something in San Francisco.
But here's...
in the lab where I was working, said, look, we need to form something to continue to sell them. So that was the seeds of the World Wide Web Consortium. And so when people started demanding the consortium be formed, then I knew that this was happening. This has got some support behind it.
I know you're annoyed at this question, but I'll just get past it real quick.
Which is, why didn't you cash in?
Why didn't I cash in?
Because when you ask everybody in the world who has information to give it one of these little funny HTTP things, right, with these URLs, you're asking them, whatever information it is, please just give it one of these. That's a lot to ask of itself. That's what you have to ask for it to be in a universal space. You say, if it's important information, I must be able to link to it. You can't ask something as general as that and also put constraints. You can't say, and oh, by the way, this is a private system I own.
The stand, because that's why I asked whether it's a state of mind. I mean, there's a lot going on in Redmond, Washington, including Amazon.com,
sure,
including RealPlay, including Microsoft, above all.
But when the German operator at the receiving end
types the coded letters back into his Enigma machine, the real message appears. In this way, vital war plans remain totally secret.
And I didn't expect that. I was such an idealistic child that I thought I was doing a good thing.
Has been graciously pleased to decree that a special Misa Protocolita shall be celebrated simultaneously by the ordinaries of each and every cathedral church of all the episcopal dioceses, subject to the spiritual authority of the Holy See, in suffrage of the souls of those faithful departed who have been so unexpectedly called away from our midst. The work of salvage, removal of debris, human remains, and so forth, has been entrusted to Messrs. Michael Mead and Son, 150 Great Brunswick Street.
Court of Human Rights has just last year passed, I think, around a dozen sentences against state terror, state crimes in this region, in Turkey, and where the responsibility lies right in Washington. So therefore, we know exactly what you're supposed to do when atrocities take place in an unimportant country.
An extremely exciting story of huge organic growth, one where we are creating a future virtual community.
There is, you escalate them, and that's exactly what happened. And those atrocities are not trivial. That's some of the worst ethnic cleansing and atrocities of the 1990s.
Be to speak. changes for me. Do you ever watch TV and turn off the sound during the commercials? They're completely impotent. Do you ever watch TV and turn off the sound during the commercials? They're completely impotent.
The gratitude of the gum-chewing world by inventing a locket, designed as a repository for thrifty chicle chewers to relieve facial fatigue. To thwart attempts to pilfer the wad, it was stowed away in safety, enabling the owner to retrieve her cud and resume her chewing right where she left off. Those were chivalrous days, and the thoughtful escort carried the latest scientific sandwich holder. It was equipped with prongs that held the slices firmly together, and it had a thumb piece with which to wave a flag. The idea was born in the fertile brain of Russell E. Oakes, inventive wizard of Waukesha, Wisconsin. The little white flag floating in the breeze halted the attack of marauding flies, and quarrelsome couples could take time out to eat their lunch beneath a flag of truce. Popular Science presents a backstage preview of television, the newest miracle of modern electrical engineering. Technicians in the Farnsworth, Philadelphia laboratories have helped to make television, the dazzling dream of the decade, a practical reality today. Mr. Philo T. Farnsworth, shown at the right, is working on the image dissector tube, a photoelectric camera tube of his own invention that distinguishes his system of television from others. It is said to be responsible for the most clearly defined television pictures. Placed in the circuit of this receiving system is a funnel-shaped cathode tube. The round, flat surface of its bulb becomes the picture screen in studio monitor sets, as well as in home receiving sets. The image dissector tube and the cathode oscillite tube are the heart and brain of the Farnsworth system. Television engineers are now adjusting studio equipment to demonstrate the technical routine of broadcasting a television program. Max Factor Jr. has developed a new type makeup for television photography. The photoelectronic camera, being super sensitive to red, causes that color to be absorbed. Thus, red is applied to hollows and depressions of the face to eliminate heavy lines and also to reduce highlights.
Microsoft will limits Seattle's ability to kind of generate things. I think that, you know, if you go to Seattle, you find two types of people: Microsoft people and people who hate Microsoft because Microsoft put them out of business.
That's true.
Sound gives this kind of weight to something, and for me it anchors the image.
Eyes increased, and I thought the cops would come swarming from the nearest precinct. It was just a usual Saturday night good time, nothing else. The bebop winos were wailing away, the working man tenors, the cats who worked and got their horns out of hock and blue and had their women troubles and came on in their horns with a will, saying things, a lot to say, talkative horns. You'd almost hear the words, and better than that, the harmony. Made you hear the way to fill up blank spaces of time with the tune and very consequence of your hands and breath and dead soul. Summer, August 1949, in Frisco, blowing mad. The dew and the muscat in the interior fields of Joaquin, and down in Watsonville the lettuce blowing, the money flowing for Frisco, so seasonal and mad.
World. It's a little too close to the empire for people to be creating lots of things. I mean, Seattle's the capital of one of the capitals of innovation in this country, but it doesn't quite match the valley in this way. And you know, the valley is sure, it's a state of mind too. It stands for a kind of restless technological entrepreneurship kind of thing. That goes on a lot of different places.
Of crash sources and alien contact came in 1989 with the development of a top secret project codenamed Cosmic Journey.
Cosmic Journey is a new experience in live entertainment, a new concept and a new dimension. This is something that no one should miss, and I guarantee you that millions and millions of people throughout the world will remember this for the rest of their life.
Nothing quite like the valley.
But you say this is, I mean, you look at this as an American experience, that in what's going on, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Explain.
This is how I thought of it in my head. I thought that Jim Clark was to Silicon Valley what Silicon Valley was to America, what America is to the rest of the world.
Book was about the last of the B-29 bombers. I think the only ones that are left are the Enola Gay and the Smithsonian and this particular bomber, which set out to then map the electromagnetic grids of the North and South Poles and found that it was jumping. And the military conclusion was that when electromagnetic north, or EM north, actually hits true north, which is somewhere up at Booth's Bay, Canada, somewhere, that there would be an electromagnetic pole shift of the planet. And this electromagnetic pole shift of the planet would, of course, cause winds of hundreds of miles an hour, would basically fry every electrical device that was connected to a ground wire, which is, of course, everything. And this was a fear they even had in the 50s, if you can imagine this. They were worrying what it might actually do to the human brain.
Become the most sought-after Nazi of all time, with a total reward of $3.4 million placed on his head for crimes against humanity.
Till I was in the hospital. Oh, sure, I resented him for it. If someone is grossly unfair to you and physically abusive to you, you ought to resent it.
Silicon Valley, what Silicon Valley was to America, what America is to the rest of the world. He was a clean version of peculiarly American traits. And these included
Adam Newton, unencrypted. Probably. You don't need to download, upload, or change your brand, your affiliation, rededicating your life, choosing new parents, or your major for the youngsters out there. A lot of youngsters out there. Of course, they'll get older soon. Not too soon. Or I don't know my English. But they will. Many of them will move inside, upside, and then again downside later on. When the bones start to go and the next generation of Viagra products are chemically produced for them and osmotically downloaded to them, because the arc of the plot is so important today. I don't have to tell you. You're an American, probably. Unless you just came up from Puerto Rico on a United Fruit Company boat. This being a high latitude northern western locale. Very masculine, of course. Don't have to tell you. It's all right there in front of you. But this is a radio show, a radio station. Probably somewhere on the internet at this point in time. Or time with three tenses now, since we're multimedia in the Northwest. And that includes all the tenses and all the places. I myself am just sitting here with just one version of those, but you're on the other end. And that means you're on the media. You're multimedia. You are in action. You can do many things. Even without a computer to intelligently participate, it's coming to you. More tools, more low swinging sets, and big swinging dicks. Since even if you're not portfolioed in the market with some affiliated derivative of the money mask, you do walk tall, carry a big stick, and of course miss probably 92% of the action. And that's assuming you're only using 5%. So you're missing quite a bit of the signal line, the formatted light flow. Missing quite a bit of the 500 million channels and the three tenses and the synergy of all of the prior. But we'll get there. We're Americans. We're on the launching pad, the space platform of today, which includes yesterday and tomorrow, whether you want it or not. No a la carte in this man's army. Not anymore. You can't even lag behind anymore. So you're either with the program, or you're with the program. Even if you die to it today, it all comes with it. It's bundled. Like all the churning on Wall Street and in Chicagoland, capital city of the middle land, the heartland, except for New England, of course, a little bit of the Midwest here in the eastern sprawl. Ma and Pa Kettle Land. With the Harvard, MIT, military, corporate, government-funded academic complex, with the little shorties carrying the textbooks to pipeline that sucker right into the American fabric. Non-Pa Kettle all around. Catholic Church. And fellow Catholic shorties all around. Ensconced in the fear fabric here in the power zone of the Northeast. Now, you're an American. You don't have to follow any of those programs. You can change it. Many of you change it, especially the Z listeners. Good compadres they be. Myself, too. I'm an American. I chose this. I chose the pipeline. So to do what I plan to do before it became anonymous upon the waters here in the West, where we don't know what the East is anymore. It's a crime story. We have Channel 7 in our tri-state area now. Have had for a few years. And of course, a Howard Stern interneted penetration into Catholic land with a capital C. And being America, where we rush to judgment, or just rush to addiction, and do a lot of it, I might say. There are many cooks in the kitchen now. That's why it's feeling kind of crowded lately.
an obsession with novelty and newness. I mean, one of the really strange things about Silicon Valley is it puts a very fine point on something that's been going on in this society for a long time.
Experience. Is video art going to change in part because of the technology that's advancing so rapidly?
Question?
Sure.
What is happening?
We'll talk to you in 60 minutes.
It's a cliche of linguistics that of course the average person takes his language whole and really the language uses him more than he uses the language.
Trapped inside the perfect torture chamber.
And I think that what these poets are doing is seeing that this is true and wanting to turn it to effect by exploring it. Again, just as I'm exploring the pop language environment, they're trying to explore the whole language environment and say, what does this do to us? What is its own life? How can we plug into the life of language itself? Here's one short poem in which I took apart a story and then rearranged it according to chance methods. The meaning of this struggle is not confined to the... This is called The Meaning of This Struggle. The meaning of this struggle is not confined to Vietnam. Mankind learned long ago the meaning of this struggle. Those who have no respect for the meaning of this struggle must stand firm in Vietnam against the meaning of this struggle. Neither can we stand by in a vast and continuing struggle not confined to the meaning of this struggle. The brave people of South Vietnam is not confined to South Vietnam. Mankind learned long ago that he must be checked before it is too late. That is why we have no rational alternative but to stand firm in Vietnam against the brave people of South Vietnam against the meaning of this struggle. Well, now there's no referential. Again, there's no referential. The language is not being used referentially. You're not supposed to see or even to visualize the concept behind the words. It's the word, the play of the words themselves.
You're supposed to hear the voice.
Yes, hear the voice.
And be aware of a sensibility or of a lack of sensibility.
Right, right, exactly.
And of you're really hearing language used with a kind of mistaken deliberateness. Language that's really out of control.
You've got 55.
How long have you known Condor?
Joey. I knew him before he was a bird, even.
We went to CCNY. My wife, May, too.
Huh? She ever conned us, girl?
Here you go, Mr. Wicks.
Hey, can you tell me anything about what happened today?
Where?
This morning. Are those murders?
What murders?
The other man, Barber.
He's dead?
Before he hit the ground, Mr. Evelyn.
Add that it was a remarkable shot.
An electromagnetic shift of this magnitude would actually wipe clean the magnetites of the human brain. So, you know, talk about setting the reset button on humanity.
No kidding.
The most frightening part about this was that in this military report, they were speculating that they figured that this was going to happen sometime in late 2012 to 2013, which of course all plays directly in with the Mayan codexes and prophecies, et cetera, et cetera.
Just wouldn't have happened. People found out about the web, and they had that twinkle in their eye. You could see from the mail messages I got back from farthest corners of the world, but people were really excited about what could happen with the web. And they would just put their lives into it. Companies would invest their future in it.
I don't hate my father. I don't hate any of the... If it wasn't for my father's really tough handling of horses, I probably never would have been dedicated enough to do what I'm doing. So in a way, he did me a great favor by swinging the pendulum so far toward pain and restraint that he caused me to have to find a better way.
Endless mind fuck.
For example, new money. New money in the valley is better than old money. I mean, when in history is new money better than old money? The one phrase you never hear in Silicon Valley is nouveau riche, because it doesn't occur to anybody there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
You know, and if you made your money 2 years ago, it's slightly stale.
Yeah.
You're a little embarrassed about it. You've got to go make it, you know. But this, the obsession with novelty and the obsession with creating the future and the disinterest in the past.
Chamber. Where it's the endless mind fuck. The endless rip-off, rub-out, burn-out, bum deal, bad trip, death trip.
right?
What's that?
You're talking labor costs.
No, this isn't even labor costs. This is more a matter of culture.
Now at the age of 62, Monty still has his critics. So on Easter Sunday, he set off to prove that his gentle way would work with even the wildest of horses.
Safe to go into the mall to get away from the internet. Beware of an electronic jaws that may be getting ready to take a bite out of your attention.
Economy, in a sense. I mean, the internet itself, of course, is one of the biggest socioeconomic impacts on the planet, I think. So, I mean, there will be eventually 6 billion people online, which... We would sit around thinking about, my God, now you can add graphics to the World Wide Web, to the internet. We could be a part of that. And the original concept was always about this idea of getting people to aggregate around topics of interest, something social, where so many other sites were going after information seeking. We said it would be rather if you could captivate a person for hours on end, whether...
Yes, I mean, we are an expressive society. There's something about the American... Electromagnetic friends. Get a divorce from the linear first wife's club here. And just reflect on who's in control now. What is the synthesis of the thesis and antithesis going on around here? Do as I do, not as I say, or do the opposite, or do the whole thing plus. How's that? And everybody gets to play. It really makes meaning out of meaning one and meaning two. Or is this just the Family Channel, the original marriage vows, the man and woman produce childs, and then we can dream like Japan and have no crime? Or are we going to do something new, for Christ's sakes, like Christ would do? Except we already hung him out to dry a long time ago. Good Jew, taken for face value and then churned like in the stock market or the stockyards of Chicago. Is the physical stock market for the Midwest. course, we have a touch of the Midwest right here in academia. Providing balance. Like fat around the kidneys. You didn't forget all your biology yet, did you? I assume you went to school. You weren't raised by wolves. Not in this latitude, my friends. No brain unaffected. Unless you're a little crazy, in which case you've been stigmatically hung out to dry from the beginning. By your own hands. We don't know you. We don't know the minds of crazy people now. They're crazy. But an intelligent, well-placed, high-latitude North American in the West, he, and I will only use one gender because it's all we've got. Gotta work with it. With what we've got.
Yeah.
Agree with me, baby, or it's the dark side for you, baby. I know well, I'm an American. I'm an adult. I know adult things. Or is that a dirty word? I mean, I have to buy media appliances. I've been well trained by my culture. Is that static, or is there something secretly embedded in the fabric? And all this confusion. So there's a new message on the waters. And it's the ultimate recursive. And you know what a little of that can do. You get the end and the beginning and you redux. And you know what that can do. That can imitate human life itself. At least in the structure, which is all we have to go on. On Planet West, hanging low and swinging free in the breeze, Texas style, since we have access to all sectors as we form our thesis. We have yang, big and small, but that's all. The rest is sneaking up on us. Pink Floyd style in the wall. The big, fearful, fruitful vagina in the sky. Come down and wipe us out. All traces of DNA cease to exist in the fearful dream.
And then you wonder why I'm in a permanent bad mood. Then you wonder why I'm in a fucking permanent bad mood. Then you wonder why all I do is nag and complain and whine and bitch and stamp and pout. Then you wonder why I'm disgusted that I didn't go into my first line of occupation. And I'm just standing up here bitching to a bunch of flabby assholes. Yeah, then you wonder why. Then you wonder why.
Those American Chevys are still wonderful taxis in Havana from the early 1950s. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, that was what we were doing when we were a great industrial economy. Now we're a post-industrial economy.
Oh, but don't get me wrong. It's not that I think you don't understand or anything.
Chat or homepage building, that would be valuable.
When you're a junkie, your number one job is to shoot junk.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It'll give you more tools every day.
Well, you know, it's funny for me. I mean,
canvases and all.
Yeah, the thing about it is, I've been doing it for 25 years. What I'm doing today, that piece we just saw, other things, this is not the same medium that I started with. Different still.
How is, you know, putting crystal in your window or mirrors on your wall, how does that work, and how, what is the effect like?
Okay, well, one of the things that's so interesting, David, that, again, because we're a biological creature, our eyes naturally go to the reflection of light.
Right.
So let's say you walk into your home and there's a wall or a stairway right in front of you. Now, when you go home, it's in the best interest of most families to go into the gathering spaces and not to go up isolated into your office or to your bedroom and be separate. So this staircase.
That I think you don't understand. It's that I don't want to understand. It's that I don't fucking want to understand anything anymore. It's that I don't want to hear about it.
Many times, for example, I say, look, why don't you change the light bulb? I see you have a 75 watt in. See if you can get 100 watt in. It's just brighter, more effective. Maybe that will attract the eye.
Okay.
Now, mirrors, okay, you know, it's funny, David. What do you do? And I'm not trying to embarrass you because I know I do the same thing. When there's a group of people and you look in the mirror, what do you do?
Thank you.
face of music. It's not the tunes that are changing, but the business of music, which is being turned topsy-turvy by the web. We've watched the story unfold with the advent of MP3, the compression format that creates downloadable music files that are close enough to CD quality. Most people can't distinguish the difference, and small enough, a few megabytes, that they can be downloaded even over a modem. Suddenly, for the first time, any artist anywhere in the world can distribute their work to just about anyone with no trade-off in quality. And they can even get paid for their work if they set up an e-commerce site or work through an established site that provides such services. No wonder the old guard trembled and did everything possible to keep this trend from continuing, such as unsuccessfully trying to keep MP3 pocket players off the market. Now, though, according to the July21st news.com, the recording industry is saying that, quote, MP3 is no longer a threat to the traditional record industry, end quote. And according to Hillary Rosen, head of the Recording Industry Association of America, quote, piracy is no longer an issue, end quote. Instead, the music industry is now circling its wagons around their Secure Digital Music Initiative, or SDMI, which they feel will provide a secure framework to meet the obvious customer demand for online music delivery, yet in a way that will guarantee that they and their artists get paid for their work. A very reasonable goal. The problem, of course, is that MP3 and its players are hardly likely to go away. But now, it seems the music industry has learned that trying to sue such technology away isn't the answer. In Rosen's words, referring to the just-dismissed lawsuit against the MP3 players, quote, we learned that technology legislation would never keep up with the pace of technology, end quote. Jupiter Communications' Lucas Graves put it rather succinctly, quote, the ending of the lawsuit demonstrated how the speed of technology was racing past the speed of the judicial system. End quote. Instead of lawsuits, the result of a broader dialogue at the Jupiter Communications plug-in convention is that the music industry now intends to work with technology companies to bow to the realities of technological change and user demand as they hold a newfound respect for the Internet. Quote, MP3 very much represented this new world anarchy of the Internet, and clearly this plug-in convention has reshaped the music industry's thinking. End quote. But might the music industry's attitudes toward the Internet have been reshaped too late? Because with all the posturing and lawsuits and attempts to hold back change, other ideas have had time to percolate. Such as one from Stargig.com, brought to our attention by reader Danny Mayer. It seems, according to the August 2nd BBC, that Terry Ellis, who has already created several traditional music stars, is taking a different approach. He and his new website, Stargig.com, plan to provide an online haven for new and small artists where they're encouraged to give their music away for free. This sounds like a hard business model, rather like an internet business model of give it away. But he's suggesting that, like some internet businesses, the artists do give away their digital content while using the site's community and e-commerce capabilities to make their money from online fan clubs and merchandising. Rather, a changing of the traditional rules that, if it catches on, could make the SDMI initiative moot. Of course, it's far too early to see how this will play out. And realistically, I expect we'll see a combination of an updated version of the old, sell music but extend the process online model, and the new internet give the content away model. But what's most important for each of us to remember is that today, it may be the music industry that's getting remade in the internet's image, but tomorrow it may be our industry. Whatever our industry may be.
The High Command never wavers from its belief in the security of Enigma. They are so confident that they deploy the Enigma throughout the German war machine. They never imagined what was about to happen at Bletchley Park. This is the machine the German High Command believed would protect their secrets. This is the Enigma.
Its complexity is enormous. I mean, if I sent just one message on an Enigma machine today, it would still take a Super Cray computer, the fastest in the world, a year to go through searching for that one message without supporting evidence as to what that message might have been.
Half inch above his black jacket.
I thought this guy was...
Was Condor qualified with a handgun?
2 years military service, Signal Corps. Telephone lineman, long line, switchboard maintenance, 6 months overseas. Separated 961, worked at Bell Labs, Communication Research College on the GI Bill.
The question was, Mr. Higgins, is he qualified with a handgun?
No handgun, sir. M1 rifle and carbine.
Allowed to talk. That is why I don't like being on panels. Thank you.
My name is Thomas Vail. Or at least it was. I'm a photographer. I had it all. A wife, Allison, friends, a career. And in one moment it was all taken away. All because of a single photograph. I have it. They want it. And they will do anything to get the negative. I'm keeping this diary as proof that these events are real. I know they are. They have to be. It's been over 9 months since this twisted odyssey began. With every day that passes, I get farther away from my old life. Lately, I'm starting to doubt my ability to recall events accurately. Whatever hidden agenda is or was, is becoming less clear every day. Did I experience what I thought I did? And if so, were the events themselves real? Or could they have been staged? Maybe these doubts are a side effect of my current condition. I haven't slept in the last 9 days, not an hour. Not a minute. happens to a person who's been cut off for too long.
WZBC in Newton. On the people's airwaves. But no commercials. No messages. We're not going to have to go away and come back. So I don't know what's left. Just have to fly by the instruments themselves. Maybe jack some of those instruments into some bio wetware. Play out some presets. Of course, you know, there was a lot of awareness about those presets. Seems to have eluded us lately. And since that time, the past has connected via the present into the future. You know, nowhere land. And now that is directing things. Kind of like getting advertisements for products that haven't been figured out yet. Man, is that a slippery slope, because the water elements come in and watercolor paint drip down the film with the content of the programming. Even if it's twisted and just a ad hoc adjustment to a troubled time, we get to see a lot of the plot lines, you know, the 26 plot lines, or as many as they say there are, just come undone and create themselves before our very eyes. You know, stuff we do all the time, fast reverse and stuff. Now, the wonderful age of television and all of its permutations and additions now, with the intelligent television, the computer. Even if it started off with just a lot of boxes and lines and words and numbers and stuff, seemingly not moving very much, but there's a direction to this. There actually is a plot here. And authors. I think that's the key word. There's writing going on the wall. The main emphasis is on the writing, not the reading. You know what's been said about reading. Kind of old hat. Even if you've learned how to read fast and type fast, and how important that is. But it's the writing on the wall in the future. It seems to be getting the squeaky oil treatment today. Where's that violin coming from? There it is. I'm going to get that out of there. I'm doing the programming here. I'm writing. This is officially, legally published. It's on the radio, after all. You know how important that is in our modern world. Having your hand on the red button of the media machine. And I've got it. And if you're listening, you're real close to it. You probably got it too. Or could have it very easily. You're in an important position today. You're connected to the future. Viscerally now, with genetics and all this DNA stuff going on. You know, activating the sleeping genes and stuff. Like an internet in the sky, inside. Ada Newton, WZBC, New Metaphysics right here, we'll call it. Gotta call it. Gary Geiserman, I think it's number 43 of the 100 best Geisermans of the time unit. Gotta do the media shuffle here. Every few minutes or so, some sort of Fibonacci allocation of the time segments of the time unit, the cycle, would be shifting to another Geiserman, another Gary Geiserman of the top 100. As we count down to the end of the cycle, even if we don't have commercials to carry this information along, we'll stick it out there anyway. Future at 11.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to know nothing that I don't already know, all right? I don't want to fucking know about it. Look, I wouldn't know the fucking truth if it slapped me in the face. You wouldn't know the fucking truth if it slapped you in the fucking face. You wouldn't even know it hit you if I slapped you in the fucking face.
Before the war began, the airwaves were full of coded messages as Hitler prepared for battle. Cracking the German ciphers became the priority of a special British intelligence unit. In 1938, the unit, known as the Government Code and Cipher School, or GC&CS, moved into Bletchley Park, an ornate mansion 50 miles north of London. From this rooftop room, wireless operators contacted listening stations all over Britain that were intercepting German messages. Bletchley Park's code name was Station X. The challenge of breaking the Enigma demanded a special kind of talent. GC and CS set about recruiting.
The people who a few years earlier had regarded as too young and not knowing anything of importance, or not being real people, not being significant grown-up people, suddenly they were the people who held the keys to the Reich.
Mouth for anything except eating Chinese food.
Even obscene. Disgust you. Radio. And disgust you. It's X-rated radio. What?
Now, what's going on now is that the last time the resonance jumped was January 22nd of, I believe, 96, when it jumped to almost, I think it was almost a 9.2. Right. And if there's any experts out there that can correct me on this, please do. I believe the resonance of the planet jumped again less than 2 months ago. And it had a lot to do with a lot of power outages going on, a lot of computers crashing. Because once again, remember that our entire electrical system is set up on a false system. Instead of being low frequency energy coming directly out of the planet like people like Nikola Tesla originally tried to design, we have Edison's system, which is all based on 60 cycles.
So you don't think it's mostly
Now we'll talk about him in a while when we start talking about the Millennium crash and what they're going to do about that.
All right.
Is that the gist of this being is that as the Schumann resonance begins to jump, it begins to create a great deal of disease. It begins to unravel the DNA helix of the body if you're not particularly in tune. If you're in a place on... place on the Earth, and there are places on the Earth where the actual Schumann resonance is very high. I mean, it varies from 7 to as high as, 12 or 14 in some areas. But if you're in an area like in the middle of the Gobi Desert where the Schumann resonance is much higher. I mean, those are places where people traditionally get sick and they get diseased and very bad things happen to them because it literally physically attacks the immune system of the body. And of course, one of the biggest things that's going to be happening this year is going to have a lot to do with a large number of plagues that people are going to have.
In the valley, for people who've never done it before, but who just have a good idea. You know, a 24-year-old with an idea can walk into a venture capital's office and...
Higgins, is he qualified with a handgun?
No handgun, sir. M1 rifle and carbine. Evidently, it was sheer luck.
And the only reason, let me appeal to you on a human level. The only reason I would slap you in the face is because I look around me, I see, we're all artists here. An artist has got to suffer. That's what they taught you in fucking art school, you fucking art holes.
Yes?
Or else what?
Mr. Higgins?
This Condor isn't the man his file says he is.
Then where did he learn evasive moves?
He reads.
He reads.
These are the things to keep in mind. These are not just academic exercises. We're not analyzing the media on Mars or in the 18th century or something like that.
My dues 10, 20, 50 years later. Hey, I'm just paying my dues, baby. I'm just up here. I'm paying my dues. I know I can retire in 50 more years. Look, that don't bother me none. I'm just doing my downtime. I'm doing my downtime. I'm considering this my social therapy. Yeah, I mean, I live in downtown. I live in a loft, right. I live in downtown, and, right before I got here, I was gonna go to my hotel and shit a novel, but I got a little bit constipated. I called it writer's block, and then I didn't write anything for 25 years, so I just had to keep reading the same shit over and over again, and it was really... It's easy to explain, though.
Here is going to shock and disgust you. What you're about to hear is going to shock and disgust you.
Even obscene.
Radio.
5. Memphis was introduced for the first time to a brand new idea in radio entertainment. The city's ninth radio station at that time was to have an all-girl announcing staff. This was definitely a first for Memphis, and not only for Memphis.
I'm Dean Duvall, the sales manager for WHER from 1962 until 1968. It wasn't hard to sell WHER. The spots were not expensive at all. It was extremely reasonable, like our salaries. The car wash people that had the first big automatic car wash was a good account. Johnny Arnold gave us the dog track. And the dogs would be running. They would name a race for us, WHER race. And we'd, of course, go to the track and bet on our dogs.
Or selling alcohol to minors because they realize how difficult this is. If we expand marijuana use and marijuana availability, the target population are going to be youngsters who are going to get hooked and who are going to then be on a gateway drug that is going to move them right along the path.
You're objecting on what grounds?
Yeah, in that I don't want, I think Dr. Rosenthal thinks that we're trying to do for drugs exactly what we did in tobacco and alcohol. We don't want to have the free market approach to it. We don't want advertising. We want to continue the say no to drugs messages. What we're saying is that...
On the very top. Now what I did was I made that little ring out of porcelain and I sent 1 million volts of direct current.
It was because I couldn't concentrate.
I'm wondering if your mind can function down on our level.
I'm 13. Personal note. When I was a little kid, my mother told me not to stare into the sun. So once when I was 6, I did.
knew that his gentle way would work with even the wildest of horses.
I've run the necessary distance. That thing is still chasing me. I'm afraid I'm going to die. I need help. I need a leader. And the only game in town is the man in the center of the pen.
While blue, which reproduces darkly, is used as eyeshadow. The facial makeup of the modern movie queen makes her a dream of loveliness. But the television star has the grotesque appearance of a circus clown.
I couldn't concentrate. Yeah, it was because I couldn't get high enough. I couldn't get high enough to concentrate.
If it is missing, and more than likely has been stolen either internally or externally, we have to make a known loss report which reflects on the whole store's production. Also, by letting us know immediately, we might be able to recover it or find out how it disappeared from the store. Now, we are missing two items right now. Special order from Couture on dresses, two dresses, and also a Waterford crystal chandelier that disappeared. So,
and the Waterford crystal chandelier is not in a box that is marked Waterford. No. It's just a plain box because it came from the showroom. So if you look in every box you see in your department, to see if it was delivered to you by mistake, because once it was in the basement and then just like that, it was not in their basement. So please help us.
Certainly is.
No, we are not going to have merchandise.
There are Streisand authorized silk running shorts for $45.
I refuse to get into that business. I have to be desperate to be into that. And Barbara Streisand running shorts.
Does she have enough money?
Yeah, she has enough money. Come on. Barbara Streisand running shorts.
A black sweatshirt for $80.
Mark is kicked on. And he's now, he's the man in Silicon Valley who can stand up and say, behold, the new thing.
Pimp Daddy Macadocious cowboy look. And somebody made me dress like this.
I'm wearing my jeans. Tight tore up jeans.
And I cut my hair for this, yeah. Okay.
From movie premieres to celebrity scandals, 1993 was a year entertainment news made front page news.
Start placing your bets.
Some people spend a lifetime wishing for a great.
I'm not sure. It's like the ball's a magnet to his fingertips. It's the most incredible thing. He does it all the time in practice, does it on rebounds. I'm not seeing the likes of that because you can't even hear the hand ever. Made a wonderful play at the end, and he's a special young man.
Bix's face was more dramatic.
It's important to recognize that today's filing is just one step in an ongoing legal process that has many steps remaining. We respectfully disagree with a number of the court's findings and believe the American legal system ultimately will affirm that Microsoft's actions and innovations were fair and legal and have brought tremendous benefits to millions of consumers. The court's findings do acknowledge that Microsoft's actions accelerated the development of the internet, reduced the cost to consumers, and improved the quality of web browsing software. Microsoft competes vigorously and fairly. Microsoft is committed to resolving this case in a fair and responsible manner, while ensuring that the principles of consumer benefit and innovation are protected. The lawsuit is fundamentally about one question: can a successful American company continue to improve its products for the benefits of consumers? That is precisely what Microsoft did by developing new versions of the Windows operating system with built-in support for the internet. Paul Allen and I started Microsoft with the simple idea that technology can improve people's lives. Over the past 25 years, Microsoft has helped create a broad industry of literally thousands of companies. Together, we've made PCs more affordable, more widely available, more powerful, and easy to use. I'm proud to be part of an industry that is contributing so much to education, productivity, and economic growth. You can walk into any computer store and see the results.
Hope you didn't spend more than $26. Oh, why do you know old Diefenbach?
I said, no, I don't.
He said, why, old Diefenbach bought this whole area. He built all these houses. Why, he walked up behind you up there on that hill and folded his arms and spread his legs and said, you know, there's a sucker born every minute.
I said, would you check my refrigerator? I think I have a Freon leak. He goes over, pumps it up with Freon, says, yep, it's worthless. Charges me $35, grabs his kid and leaves. So now I'm still eating out on the porch. I'm cooking on my hibachi, drinking a lot out on the porch. Taking it, as the Alcoholics Anonymous say, one day at a time. Next day I get up and I think, chimney day. So I had the chimney sweep come over from Woodstock to check it out. Chimney sweep pulls in his pickup truck with his stovepipe hat, sticks a flashlight up my chimney and says, don't light a fire in there. Do not light a fire in there. Basically, your chimney is sinking and it's taking the house with it. You got 2 tons of rock down there, don't. You got little holes in there, flames will come out, set on fire, don't light a fire in there.
Because I don't want to balance the imbalances, and I don't want to deny my ego. My ego is my defense. It's what I use to attack. It's what I use to deny. It's what I use to defend. It's what I use to intimidate. I have no intentions of giving it up, so I'll just transmute, but I'm not moving anywhere. Or do you get caught in the internal change? I'll transmute, but I can't really believe I'm different. I mean, am I really different? Have I really changed? Tell me again how different I am. Oh, I can't believe you. You're not telling me the truth that I'm really different. Am I really a different person now? Oh, tell me. Oh, it's not true. It couldn't possibly be. If you get caught there, look down, straight down, one tear, and you'll find, because you are afraid of the internal knowing. You're afraid of the power of knowing. And you don't want to deny the collective unconscious. You don't want to deny the way of the world. You don't want to know you have power and mastery over the way the world operates.
What the hell does that mean?
It means, sir, that he reads everything.
I don't understand.
Yes. Very good.
Operation's got anything?
Absolutely nothing, sir.
Extraordinary.
It's very well executed.
It requires planning, communications, tracks. I'm not asking... footprints. A blade of grass, a broken twig. Something disturbed.
Yes, sir.
to concentrate. And when I can't concentrate, I can't create. You know what I mean? I can't create. I can't create.
One of us wants to be blindsided when the lid on our section of Pandora's box begins to rise. Tidbits. High-flying internet. I'm not talking about the forthcoming Internet in the Sky satellite systems that promise broadband connectivity from anywhere on Earth, but instead about our ability to reach out and touch the Internet when it's we who are flying above the Earth. Since using today's airphones for data calls is rather expensive and somewhat slow, 4,800 bits per second last time I tried, it's heartening to hear that satellite-to-plane internet service may follow new DirecTV satellite-to-plane TV service. According to the July 27th ABCNews.com, new startup airline JetBlue, flying out of New York's JFK Airport, will be installing live TV service to each seatback. And if this works out and people seem willing to pay a small fee for the service, similar to today's movie headset charges, DirecTV's Terry Ferguson suggests that internet access may not be far behind. After all, their sister company, DirecPC, already offers a form of internet via satellite.
Radio disgusts you because it's vulgar, even obscene.
I don't.
Jewish women use their mouths for anything except eating Chinese food.
What you're about to hear is going to shock and disgust you because it's vulgar.
People have put it up as real audio.
What you're about to hear is going to shock and disgust you. What you're about to hear is going to shock and disgust you.
I can't create anything that isn't full of hate, or pain, or drugs, or blood, or fuck, you know the problem?
Adam Newton from the House of Chaos, always in the house. I don't care what kind of foundation, what kind of dreams of the house, subconscious for self. Thought I'd stick that in there. I don't care what that foundation's like, what kind of dreams you have. Number 38 of the top 100 Gary Geisermans now. As we review Redux and Countdown, going along with the unconscious, collective unconscious. Gotta watch out for that one. Especially here in the West, where we're swinging free and looking for it at the same time. Walk softly, carry a big club, and look for that club. God help us if we have a club foot, because that would mean that we've gone into spazzo land and would have to mock our own self. Hate when that happens. So as the big swinging dicks on Wall Street record record Dow, spelled with a D, it's instead of a T. And the portfolios rack them up, roll over and keep racking. High-end consumer disposable income rolling all over the sky of the internet, where people feel they have to buy it if somebody's offering, because we have to cover the waterfront in our search that is one over search, actually. As we run from Sammy's past and do it with a good sense of humor, providing better cover. WZBC. Radio without a soul, no commercials to run, no carts to play, no relationships with our sponsors. We're like an orphan here, just walking blind. Don't really know what to do, what to program. So I've kind of come up with this, and all the other, quote, DJs here come up with theirs, and it just goes on. We have cover, though, from the Jesuits, the Catholics with a capital C, providing a Mayberry-type Midwestern cover over the northeastern part of the landmass, high-altitude climbing, where courage is the name of the game. And I assume you're at high altitude right now. No, I'm not promoting drug use. Although there's not that there's anything wrong with that, necessarily. But at high altitude, it's strange days all around, and it feels good inside, deep inside, I might say, where deep thought comes from. I don't mean a computer, although we each have one. Or why could we have an external one? Well, these are ex post facto secret things, and even though they're not secret anymore, we're all waiting in line, and you know what happens then? I tend to forget various things when you're waiting in line here in the 48. Like at high altitude, man could freeze to death there and not even know it. Of course, that's a recursive statement. Deep embedded logic. Best thing to do with logic, I might add. Secret of poetry. A great art that men and women indulge in. Even when it's in a museum, New Metaphysics version of ZBC currently number 37 now. This could be a tricky one, so watch it. What was secret, now public, still secret, but in full authorship . Not a zero-sum game, but a game nestled around zero and all that that means. Because one is all around. Numbers are spiritual. There's a name for that in Japan, because they know about those kinds of fuzzy things out there. And they are a-coming on us, like Kerouac might have said. And what was bent to it can stand upright, claim the birthright, activate all cells, and find out who's really doing it. We're the only one here. You talking to us? We're the only one here.
You are the problem. No, I'm the problem, all right? I'm the fucking problem. Look, hey, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. There is no fucking solution, Doy. Responsibility for my share. Alright, I will. Look, alright, it's fucked up. I did it, alright? And it's for one reason. I'm trying to explain this to you. If you just fucking listen to me for 3 minutes. It's really simple. It's because I cannot control myself. I told you, I can't control myself. I mean, I can't control it. Believe me, I want to stop it. I want to stop it. I want to stop it. I want you to stop me. You know, I want you to stop me. I've given you every fucking ample opportunity. Why can't you fucking stop me, huh? Why can't you fucking do something about it?
Put it up as real audio.
All right, now most of the stuff you're talking about is pre-recorded.
The doctors didn't know if my eyes would ever heal. I was terrified.
Want to pretend that the earth is more powerful than you, that the way it always has been is going to get you. You like that place because you don't want to deal with denying that collective unconscious or way of the world, or you don't want to deal with that energy that is the knowingness in truth. You'd rather manipulate through your weakness of have I changed, haven't I, have I changed, haven't I, oh tell me more. Or do you get caught at a point of external change? I know I've changed inside, but nothing is different out here. Nothing is changing out here. I can't seem to get it from in here, out there. I can't seem to let it free. I can't let it seem to work. I mean, I know I'm different. I've let go of this and that and the other, and I've changed this and worked on my image and worked on this and worked on that and worked on the other, but nothing is any different. Because I'm afraid of external change. Or else you're the type of person that doesn't want to really externally change, but just change your externals. Back up on that. You don't really want to change externally, you just want to change your externals. I'll go out and get a haircut. I'll go out and get a haircut. I'll get a whole new wardrobe. I'll move from one side of the country or the other. Oh, so many people thought they were changing by their access to California. Ah, now I'm in the land of whatever.
Every day, our industry is creating innovations and providing amazing benefits for consumers. And prices have never been lower. New companies, mergers, and alliances are bringing fundamental and dramatic changes to the marketplace all the time. We'll be right back.
I'm going to be spiritual all of a sudden. I'm moving from north to south with migration of people.
We're dealing with real human beings.
Our industry is the most dynamic and competitive in America.
Why can't you fucking stop me, huh? Why can't you stop me from bitching, from whining, from drinking, from fucking, from drugging, from doping, from sleeping, from smoking, from choking? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for the last fucking...
Consumers are the big winners. Microsoft's products are popular because we've focused on our customers.
Wick seems to be all we've got.
Where do we have it?
We don't. They rushed him to Governor Emergency before we got word.
Maybe we should leak the name of the hospital, try to get Condor to make his move.
Of course not. Don't expect too many mistakes from this man. After all, he does seem rather more interesting than just another of our reader researchers. For example, has he gone into business for himself? Has he turned around? Does someone operate him? Sexual? Rogue? Vulnerable? Could he be a soldier of fortune? Did he arrange the hit? Is that why he's still in flight?
Wait a minute now. Now I know. Can I put one of those metal sleeves down through and then hitch it up to a potbelly stove so you'll see a bit better? No. Don't you know? Can't put anything. Can't fix anything. Can't put doors in, windows in, any kind of metal sleeve or anything like that until you fix the foundation.
And innovated to meet their needs. But we know we must continually go further to improve our products, because in this industry, no one has a guaranteed position. Because of our success, we understand that Microsoft is held to a high standard, and we accept that responsibility.
Would you tell us how you obtained the FBI 302s?
Well, as I said in my statement yesterday, I'm not terribly clear on when I did actually first receive them. I'd had some preliminary discussions with Mr. Peterson about it, and Mr. Peterson suggested I deal directly with Gray on the matter. I had some discussions with Gray about it. Peterson suggested I deal directly with Gray on the matter.
From now till never, at least I know the pattern. From now till never.
Ending, they're changing is astronomically strange. Thinking that somehow, look, I got a divorce. Now look how different I am. I switched jobs, I cut my hair, I colored it. I'm now wearing glasses, I'm now wearing contacts. I'm a totally different person. Nothing has changed. They've just changed as externals. They haven't externally changed. Are you there? Because if you are, it's because you really don't want to reassess your world. You like it just the way it is. It's comfy and manipulatable, and you want to keep it the same. And you don't really want to open up to the fact that there really is a God, there really is a goddess, there really is that there. You don't want to see the truth. Because if you did, you might have to grow. You might have to let go of your game. Are you one that gets battled by your ego? It always wins. Oh, my ego's attacking me here, it's attacking me there, it's attacking me here. Just when I'm feeling great, just when I'm feeling wonderful, my ego's attacked me again, it's done me in again. My ego always wins.
Got 10 to 15 second little bits from his album. www.rickmonroe.com. That was sent to me by Lynn Ferguson. Thank you, Lynn. I hope you enjoyed hearing Rick Monroe's site. You're a big fan of him now, so we'll see what happens. If you have a website and you want me to give it a look, send me your website at rj@grit.net. It's that simple. Maybe you'll hear it reviewed on The Hitman. I am The Hitman, Rob Petrosh. It was a pleasure having you with us today. We'll talk to you next time.
Then, why didn't he come in, gently, with Mr. Wicks? Wicks seems to be all we've got.
Where do we have him?
We don't.
Negative charge into the base of the saucer, and then I sent 1,000,000 volts of the positive opposite charge to the top part. And when I engaged the energy source, I got lift on the craft.
continue to lose fuel at the present rate, I estimate we only have 38 minutes flying time, which will not even take us as far as the primary.
Doggone it, sweet, you told me that you'd get me the primary.
I'm sorry, sir. That estimate was based on the original loss rate factor, not at 205.
I don't give a hoot in hell how you do it. You just get me the primary, you hear?
Gonna hit me again, are you? You yanked me back.
Yeah, barely, man. Barely. You didn't start the timer. Couldn't engage. What the hell were you doing this alone for anyway?
Suffering and dying and being tortured and starving.
Investment in had it been a proprietary system,
because you were in service of an idea, not a dollar.
The essential thing is, yeah, is the universality of the web. It's just an essential idea, and taking dollars out at that point would, I think, have just punched the tires. It would have, the whole thing would have ground.
You don't
down.
Think the web would have been formed?
We wouldn't be here talking about it, no.
Are the figures. We'll be lucky to reach Weathership at Tango Delta.
Well, shoot. We ain't come this far just to dump this thing in the drink. What's the nearest target opportunity?
absolutely marvelous. There's nothing like seeing a code broken. That is really absolutely the tops.
The one thing that was very interesting was that people were very reluctant to go home at the end of the shift. There was a certain amount of move over, you know, let me sit down, get on with it. People wanted to hang in there.
On one occasion, I was on the evening shift, but when midnight came, I was stuck in a message that was had gripped me so hard, I worked right through till breakfast time, from 4 o'clock in the afternoon till breakfast the next day, simply because this had to get done.
Condor to make his move. Of course not. Don't expect too many mistakes from this man. I'm trapped inside. It's obvious from looking at me. I'm trapped inside.
We continued to be guided by the most basic American values.
My guess is that if this catches on with one airline, we're talking competitive advantage here. I just hope they also offer at-seat notebook power plugs. CPU update. Well, the next incremental speed bump, the 600 megahertz Pentium, is now real. But as we've come to expect, this won't be the end of the road. According to the August 3rd Computergram, AMD is planning to keep the speed game going by announcing a 650 megahertz Athlon chip on August 9th.
Perfect torture chamber. Where it's the endless mind fuck.
Not increase, we have a chance to reach target 384, grid coordinate 003691, and possibly make it from there to the Tango Delta weathership.
What kind of a target is that anyhow?
Sir, that's the ICBM complex at Kotlas.
Thank you.
Lives.
Now you're talking crazy, man. I know you just had a really bad fucking trip, but try to...
Hey, fucking trip? Bad fucking trip? These people are real. They are as real as you and me.
Yeah, because that's because we designed them that way, Doug. I mean, but in the end, they're just a bunch of electronic circuits.
I'm shutting this bad fucking trip right now. I'm going to tell everybody tomorrow morning.
You can't do that.
The new television makeup may give the camera a break, but the wearer's first view of herself is likely to break her heart.
I am controlling my ego, you know, I'm the one doing this. Who's doing that? Who's hitting me on the head? Who keeps doing this to me? I can't find that person for the life of me, you see. But it's my arm that's doing it, right here. I can take that ego and say no. But if I don't, it keeps winning.
WZBC out of Newton. It's free. I think that's good. Because what's money's real utility anyway? The ultimate media. Occupying the in-between. Reflecting value back on the point of origin. Interactive. Sense of value. Here in the north, not the far north, in the west, west enough, the northeast, high altitude, not the valley, my friends, niche programming in the northeast, like at MIT, house of theory, kernel of an idea, going places, and most definitely coming from spaces deep inside. 90.3 FM, right through you.
It keeps winning until I say no, you're done.
Is that it's non-referential.
this is right. the point about it.
Yeah, in this sense, like, it is related to concrete poetry, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Poems to look at rather than to look through.
Fine. Okay, we probably have. Should we have time for one more? Let's have another
All
short
right.
one.
All right. Swell. Here's one for the end.
Okay.
Close cover before striking. Thank you. Come again. Please pay cashier. Thank you. Come again. We appreciate your patronage. Thank you. Come again. Service is our middle name. Thank you. Come again. Another satisfied customer. Thank you. Come again. The pleasure was ours. Thank you. Come again. Here's your correct change. Thank you. Come again. We aim to please. Thank you. Come again. Thank you. Come again. Thank you. Come again. Thank you. Come again.
Innovation. Integrity, serving customers, partnership, quality, and giving back to the community. As we work to resolve this case, Microsoft's 30,000 employees are focused on developing new innovations, building great products, delivering quality service, and helping others in our industry create a future of opportunity for consumers.
Just as soon as you can get it worked out, will you?
With the upcoming launch of Windows 2000 and our efforts to advance further the potential of the Internet, Microsoft remains totally committed to delivering to consumers the full potential of the information age through great software and services.
What about live broadcasts?
It's X-rated radio. And disgust you because it's vulgar, even obscene.
You are in charge. It keeps winning. Until I say no, you're done. I'm the one in charge. That you play the game, that your ego wins because you don't want to manifest. I don't want to manifest because there's too much responsibility involved with that. I don't want to say I'm the one who's creating my reality because then I have to explain this mess. And I don't want to co-create. I want to ask for pity. I want to ask for pity. I want to say beseeching, please, 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 God help me. Not, come on, God, let's do it.
Let's roll up our collective sleeves and make this reality hum. Not for me.
That we are involved in, we as citizens of democratic societies are directly involved in and are responsible for.
I don't know, Dom. I don't feel good. I feel nervous. I really feel nervous.
Oh, come on. Relax.
Relax.
Been to the cash machine?
Yeah.
Car clean?
Uh-huh.
Plenty of gas?
Uh-huh.
Mm. Breath. How's your breath?
It's fine. It's Maltoys.
All right. I think you're all set. So just go clean the pipes and it's a go.
Huh?
You know, clean the pipes.
What do you mean, clean the pipes?
You choke the chicken before any big date, don't you? Tell me you spanked the monkey before any big date. Oh, my God, he doesn't flog the dolphin before a big date.
No.
Are you crazy? That's like going out there with a loaded gun. Of course that's why you're nervous. Oh, my dear friend, please sit. Please. Look, after you've had sex with a girl and you're lying in bed with her, are you nervous?
No.
No, you're not. Why?
God, because I'm tired.
Wrong. It's because you ain't got the baby batter in the brain anymore. That stuff will fuck your head up. Oh, look. The most honest moment in a man's life are the few minutes after he's blown his load. Now, that is a medical fact. And the reason for it is that you're no longer trying to get laid. You're actually, you're thinking like a girl. And girls love that.
Holy shit.
I've been going out with a loaded gun.
People get hurt that way.
Fucking death trip. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. Yeah.
Newton cruising programming for the interstate. Smooth hand-built wheels. Couldn't be stronger than the frame itself. But these endless, oblique descriptives. Being guided now. Like a relay race. One agency carries the ball for a while. Transmogrification at the ready, building, then hands off, domination reality, mass unconscious being what it is. And then another agency takes the ball. Guided by something larger. Okay, a larger part of you. Let's not get religious here. You know what that means. Even in large C Catholic touch of the Midwest and the Northeast sprawl, tri-state area. Keep your eye on the guiding of the ball. The ambient field, you might say. The echoes that you heard. Not on the book depository or the mound, the ambient field. Feels good there, because when you're at high altitude, you think backwards, and it feels good. I could prove it. You know what that means around here. Thoughts coming from feelings. Not just the reverse. Okay, both. Give away the punchline. Because in comedy of the future, insert punctuation. Don't Don't be a ZBC. Just imagine the logo at the bottom, lower, right, or left part of your screen. There, all but for the commercial over video. And then back again. I mean, this is radio, after all. Impinging on the People's Channel. Keep your eye on that logo. Draw one yourselves, as Dr. Tim might say. And then change the channel.
And what the media are doing is ensuring that we do not act on our responsibilities, and that the interests of power are served, not the needs of the suffering people, and not even the needs of the American people, who would be horrified if they realized the blood that's dripping from their hands because of the way they're allowing themselves to be deluded and manipulated by the system.
Regardless, I have to get information. It's amusing to me, to torture.
But Tom, you can say anything you want, because I've heard it all before. All you can do is pray for a quick death. Which you ain't gonna get.
That, you know, if you get away from books or other kinds of containers, that the best thing that can happen to the creator is that the work of that creator spread as freely as possible from an economic standpoint. I mean, there is plenty of evidence to support this from my own experience and others that I've seen.
Well, I'd like to point out that the idea that copyright exists to protect a private party, that's the myth that has been spread by
right.
the copyright-owning
uh-huh.
companies and interests. In the Constitution, its purpose is to promote progress. It's a public benefit, not a private one. It uses as a means what was supposed to be a limited-time monopoly, but that's not the purpose, that's the means.
Thomas Jefferson was the first commissioner of patents. He looked personally at each patent and jealously at each patent that was issued out of the office, because he understood that you were really giving away, in some sense, the people's patrimony in order to incent production. And the question is always, how big an incentive do you need? What's the product life of a piece of software? Is it 95 years or, hey, is it 18 months?
Jefferson also said that ideas cannot become subject to property. Well, what would be the value for all of us in this case of compromising the property rights in I don't know, electronic inventions here. It wouldn't be compromising property rights at all. It would be recognizing that, that property is simply the wrong economic model. I mean, if you're trying to create the most robust possible...
What's the right model?
The right model is one that recognizes that these things are relationships. They're not things. Where you're dealing with a relationship between the creator and the audience that is properly protected either by contract law or by practical usage, where you're actually not getting paid for what you have done, but what you haven't done yet. I think that information economy is very, very different from physical economy.
Screenwriting panel, which I was not on. The most unhappy people I have ever met are screenwriters. If what you're interested in is movies, then it's fine to be a screenwriter, but if what you're interested in is writing, it's absurd to be a screenwriter.
Customer wants it before Christmas.
It's a brown, just a regular shipping box, about 2.5 feet tall, about 2.5 feet wide. It's a square box, plain. Was received down in the basement, but never left the basement, we can find. Also, because there is a little less traffic in the store, we do have more shoplifters coming in. We've already apprehended 4 so far this month. So again, ask your employees, your salespeople, to be a little more conscious of the people around there, though there's not that many people on the floor.
Pollock's credit, after this emotional crisis around January of 51, he didn't go back and repeat himself. He just produced some of the most commanding pictures of his career, and he could have kept selling drip pictures, but he didn't want to. He didn't feel that's where he wanted to go. He wanted to turn in another direction, and he could never find the other direction.
First, yes, to know the essence. The second, to know the resonance. And more than know them, to activate the essence, to activate the resonance, to create an environment. The third component of this environment is to dispel the constricting myths. To dispel the constrict, we didn't say the myths, we said the constricting, meaning the imprisoning or the debilitating myths. Myths meaning lyrical ritual. Some myths are beautiful and powerful and expansive. Other myths can be contracting, imprisoning, debilitating. You need to dispel in order to set up the environment, in order to create the environment, to take those initial steps, stages, you need to dispel, not every, but your debilitating, constricting, imprisoning, however you call them, myths. about being successful, particularly about sustaining and expanding success. Let us give you just a few examples of what we mean. One myth is that in order to sustain and expand success, you gotta hold on to the trappings you have, and you gotta get more and more of those same trappings. If you got one house, you gotta keep that house and get two houses. If you've got one car, you gotta keep that car and get two, three, four cars. If you've got one television, you gotta keep that and get two or three or more. If you've got one love in your life, you've gotta keep that and get two. The way you sustain success is hang on.
Not a writer's medium. You have no control, and as I always say, why do you think they give you all that money?
I'm afraid of the vulnerability. Or I'm afraid of the responsibility. Real or otherwise, responsibility of really being successful. And you see, in this myth that you should never admit, knock on wood, it's real hard to sustain what you won't admit you have, isn't it? It's real hard to expand that. Oh, nothing.
I remember being on a panel of Books and Company because I haven't very frequently been on panels, maybe 24 times in my life. I remember all of them to some extent because I dislike being on panels. I don't like other people being allowed to talk.
Just a little, some. How you doing? Okay. How's your life going? It's going fine. It's getting there. Things are starting to happen.
And then you wonder why I'm in a permanent bad mood. Then you wonder why I'm in a fucking permanent bad mood. Then you wonder why all I do is nag and complain and whine and bitch and stamp and pout.
The essence, the access to resources, the intimacies, the wonder, and the knowing. Well, likewise, if you think total success is that I am totally loved by a definition that even I don't know, and that everybody on the planet approves of me, and that I really am special and have everything that everybody else has, see, that'll never come to pass. And out of that, that absolute and perfected state of Enneagram, of course you're going to draw the conclusion you can never have total success if that's what it means. Likewise, out of the substitutes for expectations. This can also be an expression of the desired absolute state of trying to fulfill someone else's dream. My mother wanted me to be, my father wanted me to be, my friends, my teachers, my mentors, the authorities in my life wanted me to be this, and for me to be totally happy, I must achieve their dream for me. And it'll never, even if their dream is incredible, it'll never do it. Thank you.
seem rather more interesting than just another of our reader researchers. For example, he'd gone to business for himself. He turned around. Someone operate him? Sexual? Broke? Vulnerable? Could he be a soldier of fortune? Did he arrange the hit? That why he's still in flight. Still, maybe an innocent. But then, why didn't he come in gently with Mr. Wickes?
This success. And to see the current as well as the bigger picture. To see the logic and the reason of this success, and to see beyond the logic and the reason. To see the rational and the irrational of it. Sure, when looking at this success that I want to sustain now, that I want to maintain, not any success. I got a parking place close to the door. That's not necessarily a success you want to sustain and maintain, all right? But, or to expound, you know, I've got two parking places. But the ones that, hey, this success, I want to sustain this. I want to expand this. Part of it in setting in motion is filtering through the business. Take wisdom, take that success, and see the current picture and the bigger picture. To see the logic and the reason in this creation. And beyond the logic and reason, the magic. See the rational and the irrational. And sure, to look at where I came from and where I am with this success. But more to look at, where am I going with this success? Where do I go from here with this success? Sure, to look at what is this success going to get me? Obviously, yes, yes, yes. Look at what is going to get me. But also to see where it's going to lead me. Not only where I'm going, but where it's going to lead me. What does this success reaffirm about who I am? Certainly. But what can I learn about who I am that I don't already know? Yeah, look at the value. And then look for the greater value. See, that's the filter of wisdom. And that sets in motion. So here it is. When I come upon a success that I want to sustain, when I come upon a success that I not only want to sustain, but I want to expand, first, I create an environment, essence, resonance, dispel the myths, maturity. In that environment, I initiate the sustenance and the expansion. By letting that success that I want to sustain and expand be real. By being responsible for its creation. But if I created it, then I can maintain it and expand it.